Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And very excited to be here, as I am every week, Tuesday to till 3. Lots of great Italian music. Started off there, of course, with Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project, and their first, but apparently not their last album. They are working on a second album, which is really exciting. Toronto-based jazz guitarist Michael Occhipinti, along with his brother Roberto and many other very talented musicians, are in that Juno-nominated album, Vittina Crozza. It's a Sicilian traditional tune that has been reworked in a sort of jazzy world music way. And I'd be very excited to hear what they have in store for a second album. Very excited indeed. And today on the show, I want to mention a couple of events that are happening around town. I will be giving away two tickets to see the film Italo Barocco at the Reel to Reel Festival on Saturday, this Saturday, April 5th. Just tell me, what animal is the film about? And how do you say that animal's name in Italian? If you want to, you can go into my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/givetheboot, and that's where I post all the information about the artists that I play. You can type in your answer there. The first person to do so will win those two tickets. Otherwise, you can call here in the studio on 604-822-2487. I'm now going to play one of my favorite new albums. It's by a wonderful singer by the name of Eloisa Atti. She is from Bologna and has a new album called Penelope, and it is really taking Italy by storm. She's had a load of great reviews. She's been playing shows all over Italy in support of it, and I'm going to play another track from this album, and it's called Mendicante. This is Eloisa Atti.
Il tempo nel campo dorato. se già addormenta tu fai piano o si sveglierà. Le ore che ho rubato non le troverà.
Cosa pensa chi non c'è? Ma potrei immaginare quanto sia forte il suo grido. Rotonda luna tu sei, amica mia sincera, attonita luna. Vagabondi per il cielo, testimone di una vita, di ogni sventura. Io ti ho rivelato che cos'è, che il cuore mi ha ferito, la tua assenza e la distanza. Io sei quel che pensas, meu amor, m'agradaria immaginar che fosse tan dolce il teu gridar. Rodona lluna tu ets, amiga mia sincera, tu che voltas pel cielo, testimoni di una vita e disavventura. Sì, già t'ho esplicato io che es, che il cuore già m'ha ferit, la tua assenza e la distanza. Stai girando così su un dorso di tartaruga, sempre a testa.
sai l'inventario che non si fa.
Franca Masu, what an amazing voice, una voce incredibile. Lei è la cantante della Sardegna forse più conosciuta ultimamente, che non sia Elena Ledda, un'altra voce femminile che viene dalla Sardegna. Lei viene dal nord dell'isola, da Alghero, infatti un posto dove si parla un'altra lingua, si parla un dialetto, un tipo di dialetto del catalano che si chiama algherese, e lei canta sia in algherese che in italiano, in sardo, in spagnolo, in portoghese credo, ma un sacco di lingue, molto molto brava. Il suo ultimo disco si chiama Alma Blava ed è un disco con un insieme di musicisti incredibile: Salvatore Maltana sul contrabbasso, Fausto Becalossi suona la fisarmonica e lui è uno dei miei musicisti preferiti, veramente un talento straordinario sulla fisarmonica. Alessandro Girotto suona le chitarre, Roger Solé, che è di Barcellona, le percussioni, e Oscar Del Barba, pianoforte. Il disco è uscito l'anno scorso dalla casa discografica Felmay, quindi potete andare a vedere sia sul sito di Franca Masu, che è francamasu.com, che sul sito di Felmay, che è www.felmay.it. Alma Blava, the latest album by Sardinian singer, wonderful singer Franca Masu. And just a few months ago, at the end of November, she released this album, and it is featuring her stellar cast of musicians. She's based in Alghero, in the northwestern tip of the island of Sardinia, which is one of the 20 regions of Italy. And Alma Blava is really a mix of different styles. You can hear in there fado, tango, bolero, there's Arabic and African influences, and also jazz, which is sort of at the heart of all of Franca's music. She's got several recordings to her name, and I just discovered that many of them begin with A. Acquamare, Alma Blava, Alghimia, And then a great tango album she did called Hoy Como Ayer with Fausto and Oscar. Wonderful musician. If you want to check out information, I post info on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/givetheboot, about all the musicians I play on the show here. And if you're interested in my show and want to listen to the podcast, or you're interested in listening to what else we have on CITR, you can go to citr.ca. You can click on the programming link. There's a shows and podcasts choice there, or you can look at the schedule. And if you're wanting to know what's been played, you can actually look at the play history as well, which is a sort of cool feature. It shows the last few tracks that have been played. And it'll show, for instance, right now, the student special hour, which was on before me. And you can show all the things that were played during that show. And my show will be podcast afterwards, and you'll be able to listen to it at your listening pleasure. Started off that set with two songs by Eloisa Atti, this wonderful singer from Bologna, who I've gotten to really, really love her music of late. She has a brand new album, which is really making waves right now in Italy. She's just releasing it and doing a whole bunch of touring. She basically decided to do an album. Well, she'd written some songs, and it seemed like there was a bit of a theme, the theme being the Odyssey by Homer. And so she ended up writing a whole album of songs related to this theme in a very cool way. And she is with her frequent musical partner Marco Bovi on guitar and vocals, and also joining her is Marco Frattini on percussion and vocals as well. They have a lot of cool guests on the album playing all sorts of great instruments too, so not just the three of them. Penelope is the name of the album, and again, I've put a link on Facebook page to her site, and I do urge you to check her out, Eloisa Atti. I also have in the past played some of her music, which is a group that she had called Il Sur, and that was with Marco Bovi. Wonderful. She also is quite conversant in Portuguese and has done an album, Brazil Music. Very cool. So you are listening to Give Him the Boot. It's an hour of Italian music here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and we're 20 minutes into the show here. I've got some more music for you. A group who I got to know a few years back, Canto di Scanto. A really interesting group that had been around since the 80s, actually. And they sort of started off with an idea of music, popular music, let's say, folk music of southern Italy. And then sort of got a little bit more into the music of the Mediterranean and getting a little bit of different sounds in there. There's quite a lot of interesting instrumentation, including the darbuka, also a southern Italian instrument, the chitarra battente, the oud. They've also done collaborations with Faisal Taher, and he's a Palestinian singer, a wonderful singer. And the leader of this group is a Neapolitan by birth, but living in Bologna, a guy called Guido Sodo. And he has a new album out, and I'm going to play a track from it, which hopefully you will enjoy, and you'll get an idea of what his sound is like, and I'll tell you more about it when I'm finished. This one's called Oi Mare.
fora de me,
fora de me.
E luci tofene non ste,
fora de me.
E ci tu mu e chiama,
fora de me.
E tu nu io culimna,
fora de me.
Fora de me. E luci tofene non ste, fora de me.
Fora de me.
Lupi picasse non ste,
fora de me.
E ci tu e cucina,
fora de me.
E tu li sprocini piccia,
fora de me.
Fora de me. Lupi picasse non ste, fora de me.
Fora de me.
L'acqua ed non ste,
fora de me.
E ci tu e di fresca,
fora de me.
E la cisterna tu isculta,
fora de me.
Fora de me. L'acqua d'otte non ste, fora de me.
Fora de me.
Lo frigo frega non ste,
fora de me.
E ci niente e città,
fora de me.
Tu sopra sopra te li frega,
fora de me.
Fora de me. Lo frigo freddo non ste.
Passa carico guardando quella strada, ricordo la mia gente con i fazzoletti bianchi. C'è chi arriva, c'è chi resta, c'è chi parte, chi protesta, tutti salgono sul carro in cerca della libertà. La libertà. la mare in coce, chi cerca la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città. La mare in coce, chi cerca la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città. La radio la mattina suona forte, suona bene, c'è mio padre che l'accende, le notizie non le sente. Vuol cantare solamente le canzoni e un po' di jazz sperimentale che lo possa sollevare, sollevare, sperimentale. La mare in coce, chi cerca la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città. La mare in coce che dice la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città. Cerca la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città. La mare in coce che dice la verità, e il desiderio della noce risuona nella mia città.
The April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
Like a Pepsi bottle boy.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and the surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to.
Welcome back to Give 'Em the Boot. This is an hour of Italian music with me, Linda Bull, here on CITR 101.9 FM every Tuesday from 2 until 3 p.m. I'd love to hear your feedback, and if you'd like to email me, I would love to reply to you. givetheboot@gmail.com. givetheboot@gmail.com. That's my email address. Not forgetting that you can also check out the podcasts of my show and many other shows here on CITR by going to our homepage, citr.ca. And we also have a Facebook as well, facebook.com/CITR101.9. Give 'em the Boot is a pretty eclectic show. It's a bit of folk music, a bit of singer-songwriter music, a lot of traditional and modern stuff, occasionally some jazz and other things. And I just played a set there by three different male musicians and vocalists, the last one being Peppe Voltarelli from his brand new album Lamentarsi come ipotesi, which means to complain as an hypothesis. La Mare in Colce was the name of that track. And he is from Calabria originally. He's from Cosenza. I keep seeing him just traveling around so much lately. He's been in Canada a few times in Quebec. I actually ran into him in Gaspé at a festival called the Festival du Bout du Monde, where he was playing with Italian-Canadian singer Marco Cagliari. And he has been around for quite some time. His career started off in the early 90s with a group from Calabria called Il Parto delle Nuvole Pesanti, who actually were made up of mostly Calabrians, but they met at drama school in Bologna. It's a very famous school there where many musicians have formed bands. It's a pretty, let's say, creative, fervent area. And Franco Catalano and Salvatore di Siena were the two other founding members of that band, who still exist actually in a different format, but they're pretty well known all over Italy, so they've been going quite some time. He's had a solo career for a number of years and has been touring quite a lot, as I said, in North America and bringing his music to Canada and to the US, which is great to see. And his latest album has just been released. I have put a link to it on my page so that you can go and check it out. So Peppe Voltarelli. Before him, a very different musician, also from the south, from southern Italy. His name is Tonino Zurlo. And L'Ulivo che canta, The Olive Tree That Sings, is the name of his latest album. It's out on the wonderful Anima Mundi Suoni dal Mondo label from Otranto in Puglia and the southern part of Italy in the Salento region. The album was actually a finalist for last year's Targa Tenco, which is this very famous singer-songwriter prize, and he was in the album section for dialect album. He is a storyteller, an extraordinary poet of, let's say, folk poet of popular traditions of Ostuni, which is his city, where he was born in 1946. And it's interesting, he's always been an antique restorer of antique furniture. And when he was 25, he decided to start playing the guitar, improvising musical things according to his philosophy, which is basically says the rhythm of the metronome isn't important, but the rhythm of the heart is, which I think is great. He is a really interesting character. I'd love to meet him. He sounds like a total card. He has created and performs traditional dialectic, well, poetry and dialect from his region of Puglia. And also he's a real proponent of the oral history of his region as well. And all of his music is related to that. Tonino Zurlo, fantastic character. And I played the song Fore ad da me. And then began with Guido Sodo, who also met his band members in Bologna. He's from Naples. He has a solo album out on Materiali Sonori, which is a wonderful label in Tuscany. And Esperando Sono is the name of that album. Played the track Oi Mare. And Guido Sodo is also the singer and band leader, essentially, of the band Canto di Scanto. There is a wonderful, unfortunately it's in Italian for those non-Italian speakers, but a wonderful blog called Blog Folk. And it's basically a lot of reviews of wonderful Italian folk music. And not just Italian, but a lot of Italian stuff and lots of other things too. It's Blog Folk, FOOLK.com. All right, more music for you now. I have a bit of a thing for instrumental guitar music, and here I'm going to play for you something by two of my favorite guitar-playing brothers, Bebo and Massimo Ferra, who happen to be from Sardinia. Bebo Ferra is fairly well known as the guitar accompanist to the Sardinian trumpet player Paolo Fresu. Massimo Ferra is a well-respected classical guitarist, and he and his brother did a wonderful album called Ferra vs. Ferra a few years back, and here's a little track called Cromatica. That was very funny. A couple of tunes by Beppe Gambetta, Marcia Americana, American March, and Under the Double Eagle from his album Blu di Genova. He's a flat-picking guitarist, which is a bit unusual for Italians. I mean, there are a few of them out there. He's one of the bluegrass musicians who's made his mark in North America from Italy. He was one of the founding members of Red Wine with Martino Coppo, and I have featured Martino Coppo and Paolo Bonfanti's latest album a couple of times in the last few weeks, and that gives you another slice of the Americana music scene in Genoa, because they're all from Genoa, the Genoa region, Genoa area. That was just like a guitar set. I decided I would play Blu di Genova, Beppe Gambetta, wonderful album from quite a few years ago, back in the 90s actually. Very exciting though that Beppe will be playing in BC. He's going to be at the Vancouver Island Music Fest in July. It's the second weekend of July over in Comox on lovely Vancouver Island. And before we heard in between Franco Morone, one of my favorite fingerstyle guitarists. He's from Le Marche region. Franco Morone's latest album is called Back to My Best. He's an absolutely fantastic, very gifted fingerstyle guitarist. Beautiful. He does beautiful arrangements of great tunes. And that song was from an album called Popular Songs and Traditional Dances, and it's Stellutis Alpinis. And then started off with the brothers from Sardinia, Bebo and Massimo Ferra, from their album Ferra vs. Ferra, Cromatica, an original tune of theirs, which does show some of their jazz influences. I don't really have much time left here on Given the Boot, but I want to thank you for being with me. I'm going to leave you with a few little bits of information here from CITR, but also a song by a Sicilian-Canadian by the name of Dominique Mancuso. And the song is called Non Andare Via. It's an absolutely wonderful treatment by him. It's from an album called Comfortably Mine, where he does covers in Italian of some of his favorite songs by Italian singer-songwriters. And this was a wonderful album that actually won a Juno Award, one of the first one for an Italian language CD. A couple of things before I go. One is the Reel to Reel Festival is on, starting Friday, April 4th, going until April 11th. On Saturday, April 5th, the Italian film Italo Barocco will be featured, and it's at 6:30 p.m. at the Van City Theatre. The director will also be in attendance, Alessia Scarso. The film is actually based on a true story, inspired by a true story, depicting the friendship between an incredible dog and a lonely child. The storyline says, one day a good-natured stray dog by the name of Italo wanders into the small Sicilian town of Scicli. At first, Italo's arrival causes a terrible uproar because everyone in the village is fiercely opposed to having stray dogs around. Everyone except Meno, a precociously wise 10-year-old who is as lonely and introverted as can be. Since his mother passed away, Meno has shut everyone out, including his workaholic father, and it will take all the unconditional love a special dog like Italo can give to force Meno out of his shell, leading him into a series of adventures that will teach him the difference between acting like a grown-up and actually becoming one. It's a comedy, a comedy drama, and it's recommended for ages 12 and up. It's being presented in community partnership with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. So if you want to go, I do have two tickets, and if you can call me here at 604-822-2487, those tickets can be yours. I'm going to leave you now with this track in a minute by Dominique Mancuso. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Grazie a tutti. Ciao.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam.
It's a beautiful day.
Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
For 3 days this spring, the Eastside Flea will once again be filling the UBC Student Union building with a fun and diverse marketplace, giving students the opportunity to buy affordable goods they can't find on campus. Expect vintage clothing, local artists and craftsmen goods, sunglasses, cool collectibles, handmade candy, posters, screen print t-shirts, books, and more. Catch them in the sub Monday, March 31st through Wednesday, April 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a revolving door of awesome goods and fun times.
This is Jerron Paxton, American Musicianer, and you are listening to 101.9 FM. C-I-T-R. Damn.